Isn't it time you build it, Clary Tough?
Clary built with pride before the Shamrock Supplied.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold, right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Don't get burned by monthly checking account fees. Open up your bank statement and find out how much you're being charged for that account. And then switch to American Eagle Credit Union. Free checking at American Eagle Credit Union. American Eagle Credit Union will provide you with great SPF, super protection from fees. Open and then fund your account with just a few clicks at American Eagle Credit Union. That's ameaglecu.org.
Current rating guidelines apply. Offer not valid on existing AEC loans. Contact the credit union for details.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
The Chevy model year-end event is going on now at your local Chevrolet dealer. Their 2013 inventory is going fast. Visit your local Chevy dealer and drive away in your favorite Chevrolet today.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh,
we're full.
Somebody was off key.
And we're full of
chicken. Okay, it was you, PM.
Dirty chicken butts.
Oh, man.
Oh, I hate that. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 6th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stiefel Nichols. Been a part of this show for, what do you think, 15 years?
Long time. Yeah.
Long time. Man. Chewy, chewy, Tootsie Roll lasts a long time. Thank you.
What? I don't remember that one.
It's a Tootsie Roll jingle.
From the 50s?
No, not from the 50s. Not that long ago, but it hasn't been on for a while, and I'm older than you are and proud of it. Mark and Jason, our sponsor. Joke sponsor will be American Equity.
Hey!
Hey, she was right on time today.
Yeah.
Very good.
Hey!
You nailed it. At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, then you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all
of
their clients.
Or you could have a hearing issue and need a hearing aid.
That's right. That is one scenario. Yeah. But on the other hand,
I threw you to see if you could recover.
Yes.
And you didn't do a very good job.
But if you are not hearing from your advisor and you have perfect hearing,
perfect.
And you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every 3 months. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Here's a chick to say hello to. Holly Meyer. Holly, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
See, doesn't she sound harmless and nice? Here's another harmless, nice person. Well, I don't know. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Yeah, great. Hi, everybody.
He's got a little bit of a cold.
Yeah.
He sounds like Barry White.
Everybody.
If you call the show and Dan answers, he'll be putting on his Barry White thing.
How you doing, baby? Yeah. I'm the walrus of love.
Thank you. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
I never knew that.
Rat Boy, one of his nicknames, the Walrus of what?
Cheese.
The Walrus of Cheese.
Wow.
I don't even know what that means. It's not even that funny, but Dan liked it.
I don't even get it.
If you like polka music, and if you don't, you're a communist. You must love these guys. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Actually, communists probably like polka music because, you know, in that part of the world, they have polka music, so that doesn't make sense. Thank you. Thank you so much. So here's the deal. You get to a point in your life where you have a little money put away. My daughter's actually starting to get kind of close. She's saving money like crazy. I think she's got like $18,000 saved. That's kind of personal, but I don't care. So soon in her life, hopefully, if she, you know, keeps a job and it goes well and doesn't have to move back home, cross our fingers, she'll need some advice. It won't come from me. It'll come from Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. When you have $25,000 or more and you've reached that point where you think, well, I don't want to spend it. I'd like to hang on to it. Don't want to lose it. I'd like to turn it into more money. You need to then turn to somebody to help you do that. And we'd love for that somebody or somebodies to be Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stiefel Nicholas. That's what they do. And they've done it for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. People with $25,000 and people with millions of dollars. And people who wanted the $25,000 one day to maybe become couple million dollars. They will do what they do, and that is advise you based on what they know and what they study and what they keep up with and what they've observed. Having watched not just the market, everybody wants to talk about the market. There's more to it than just the market. A lot of other things involved there. But you have to have a meeting, and you have to set that up. They're not going to call you at home or send you a mailer. You just call and say, look, I'd like to meet with you. And by the way, you will be the one to make the decision. They're not going to put papers in front of you and go sign away. Here, put us in charge of it. It doesn't work that way. You have to like what you hear from them. And if you have an advisor, meet with them anyway. It might be very interesting to see how their advice compares to your current financial advisor. MarkandJason.com is the website. All right, now here's the deal with the trip. Oh, here's the deal with the trip. Bill Clevelin's not going on it. And we'll get to that in a moment. That was cruel. If I had my way, he would be. We'll get to that. We have one room left. We need to move that room. Let's just get that done. But right now, from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevelin segment starring Bill Clevelin, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download the app STL Taxi. What a great app. Great way to get a nice, clean Laclede cab. And now here's Bill Clevelin.
Well, hello, everybody.
How are you, Bill?
Hello.
I'm terrific. How are you?
Great. Great.
All right. Sad I can't go on that trip.
You went with us once, and if I had my way, you'd go again. But I don't have my way.
So. That was the cruise, and I had to spend a week with Eon the Peon in a cabin.
And that's the only cruise we've done, and people still email me and go, when's the next cruise?
That's right.
We only did one, and I'm glad you were able to be there.
That was fun. Well, this is an interesting story. Maybe you saw pictures of this earlier today. In London, maintenance workers removed a 15-ton ball of fat from the sewers. Did you see this?
Yes.
Ugh, after residents were complaining they couldn't flush their toilets. A 15-ton ball of fat, or as we call it in this country, Rosie O'Donnell. I know you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You can't be too mean.
A man was arrested over the weekend after getting naked and chasing around cars at an intersection on Sunday, and then telling cops he was high on LSD. Boy, Dan Strauss, where he knows how to celebrate a birthday, doesn't he?
You sure do, Dan. What do you got, buddy?
And the Princeton Review has named the University of Iowa as the nation's number one party school, which explains the school's latest elective class, Projectile Vomiting 101.
Oh, boy, it's a good class.
And the mom of Simon Cowell's baby is upset because, who cares?
I agree.
And finally, I don't know if this is much of a surprise. A study says 86% of kids who watch TV on a regular basis can recognize Tiger Woods.
What?
Yeah, which makes sense, I guess, because he could be their father.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
The Bill Clevelin segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clevelin on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
See you, bye.
Simon Cowell, I don't really like him, but I have a hard time
completely disliking him, because do you remember the time we had him on? He couldn't have been nicer. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And I asked him about his T-shirts, and I said, how many T-shirts do you own? And I remember the number. He said 80. Keeps about 80 nice of those tight-fitting. You know, he works out, obviously. But he was so nice. And I was all prepared for this guy to be a jerk. He wasn't a jerk at all. You ever have somebody you want to not like, but that kind of messes it
up
when they're nice to you? You want almost to say, hey, don't be nice to me. I want to not like you.
Remember who else was really, really nice? George Foreman. We had him.
Oh, my goodness. He couldn't have been nice.
And then Ric Flair.
Yes.
Nature boy Ric Flair.
You know who was on the Today Show this morning? The Hulk. Isn't his time past? I mean, haven't we sort of gotten over Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan was on there?
He was on the Today Show. I don't know. I just caught the tail end of it, but he was doing that. And he ripped his shirt off. Brother. You know, I got to tell you, he still looks like he could be in the ring.
He's the new guy's favorite idol. Willie.
Oh, Willie Geist. Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Willie Geist.
Willie likes the Hulk?
He's always loved the Hulk, and that's why he was... Well, now,
what is Hulk Hogan, like 65?
He's got to be in the 60s. Yeah.
I got to tell you, he looks like he can still
wrestle. Got a bad back, though. He's had a bad back for a long time.
Well, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Watch a wrestling match.
Boy, they tear their bodies up.
Slamming them down on the mat. We have one room left. This Cabo San Lucas trip. And I know it'll be gone. It may be gone now. Julie may have already assigned it to somebody. But just in case, you might want to give her a call. If you can afford $1,625 per person, we're going to do a week in Cabo San Lucas, February 15th. We'd love to have you go with us. There's no doubt the room will go. It's interesting. Every year, no matter what the number, if we're looking for 100, in this case, the magic number to make the trip was 78 people. And every year, no matter what the number is, we get right up to it, and it just, there's that stop. And then, as we get close to the trip, we get several people mad because they didn't get in on it. We made it very clear, we need to get this done. So we have a room, the rest is up to you, facebook.com/AM and the PM. The information is all there. If you can do it, and just make it happen. You know whether or not you can afford it. I found that if you commit to something and put something into that commitment in this place of deposit, make yourself go. By the time it gets here, you'll be so glad you did. And if you don't and you could have afforded it, you know what's going to happen? You're going to be slipping on some ice, busting your butt somewhere in the snow and the stinking weather. You go, man, I should have gone with those people to Cabo San Lucas. I wouldn't have had this problem. I wouldn't be in the orthopedic wing at the hospital. Ryu Santa Fe is the resort, the all-inclusive resort. The trial started today for this monster, Nadal Hassan, the major down at Fort Hood. He is representing himself. He's his own attorney. If you remember, this guy is a psychiatrist. This is the biggest laugh to me. He's an Army psychiatrist, an MD, a specialty in psychiatry, murdered, and let's just call it that, 13 people, down at Fort Hood. Our government refuses to call it an act of terrorism. And they said it was a workplace incident. Well, what's interesting is that Major Hassan, and it kills me to even call him Major, the fact that he's even in the military is despicable to me, and that they let him slip through the cracks knowing of the connections that he had to the Taliban. He said flat out that... He did what he did in support of the Taliban. Now, if that's not terrorism, what is? I don't know that I understand that. And then the other thing that I heard a newscaster say on one of the news channels said that the 13 people who were shot and killed at Fort Hood gave their lives in service to their country. No, they didn't. Their lives were taken from them by this nut, Nadal Hassan. They didn't give their lives in service to their country. Their lives were taken away by this monster. And I can't wait till this is over. It sometimes when there's a trial, you sit back and you go, why are we even having, I get it. I get the justice system, but I'll be glad when it's over and this guy's put away. And thank goodness he's at least paralyzed. They did shoot him and paralyze him. So he's doing some, he's still drawing his paycheck, by the way, his full pay, still to this day.
That's insane.
He draws his major, he's a major in the United States Army, and that's a pretty good paycheck, and he still gets it and has gotten it. That was 4 years ago that took place, and he has drawn pay every week.
I don't understand it. After he
because
gets up,
he hasn't been convicted.
After he gets up and he's admitted that he shot,
right.
he shoots.
But he still hasn't. Now, once he's convicted, they'll shut down his paycheck. But it really is, you have to ask yourself, there's got to be a way in the future we can have a provision for something like this when there's no doubt he did it, but I do kind of get it. You innocent till proven guilty. Mm-hmm. And so by law, he gets paid. We just had a Powerball. There's another Powerball drawing tonight. Shoot, I got to get
tomorrow.
A ticket.
No, tomorrow, Wednesday.
Oh, good.
Wednesday and Saturday.
I can get a ticket tomorrow. Now, here's what I was thinking. They say the odds of winning Powerball are 1 in 175 million. The jackpot's $400 million. If you had a lot of money, what if you bought 175 million tickets all with different numbers? Now, that would cost you $175 million.
Right.
Wouldn't you have a pretty good shot?
But then you figure after that you take the lump sum
that's
and then
what
the
I'm
taxes,
thinking.
You're probably
you end up with $120 million and you cost
lose
you
lose money.
There's a reason.
That's
why
the only.
That
that's the only.
Got it all figured out.
Well, and I did. That's the reason I came up with for not doing it. I started thinking about it. And I go, well, even if you take,
you lose money.
Yeah, it's not going to work out. So for those of you that have that kind of money, don't go buy 175 million tickets.
If I have that kind of money, I'm not even playing the lottery. I'm calling Mark and Jason.
Yeah, really?
You really wouldn't need to. Saturday night, my wife and I went to a shrimp boil. Some friends of ours from St. Genevieve, Wayne and Cindy Drury, St. Genevieve, Missouri. Hello to everybody in St. Genevieve. They had us over to their, they have a really nice place at the lake, and out on the dock they had a shrimp boil. Have you ever done one of these?
No, I've seen them, but they just dump everything on the tablecloth, right? Do they do it like that
outside? And it's a big pot of boiling water, and you
corn on the cob,
corn on the cob,
red potatoes. Was it?
We've done several.
Yeah, potatoes, onion, and shrimp.
At the end.
And Dewey sauce. Shrimp is the last thing. You're right.
Right.
And a packet of
like
that seasoning.
Old Bay seasoning.
Yeah, seasoning.
Yeah.
And it all boils. And it's a time thing. There's time.
Oh, yeah.
You leave everything. And then at the last meal, you throw the shrimp in and you give it 2 minutes or whatever.
Crawfish boils.
Yeah. And then you
boils.
Dump it all out on brown butcher paper.
Yeah.
And people
everybody
just eat like
in.
Animals. It's fantastic. Yeah. There's no utensils. You eat with your hands. And then when it's done, the host just wraps it all up in that brown paper and puts it in the trash.
That's great.
So thank you to Wayne and Cindy for letting us be a part of that and experience our first shrimp boil. Earlier today, there was a guy in Ottawa, Illinois. I never heard of that, but it's a little place in Illinois. This guy jumped. Dan, did you see this guy jump out of a plane today in a coffin?
No.
Jumped out of a plane right before the show started, and he was handcuffed and locked in a coffin, and they pushed the coffin out of an airplane.
Ugh.
And he got out. He escaped, and at about 7,000 feet, he deployed, you know, his chute. Now, I know it's a trick. We all know it's a trick, and I don't know how it works, but I'm sure that inside that coffin, he knew he had a key somewhere, and he could get the handcuffs off, and he could open the latch on the coffin. But even
but
so,
still, even
if any
crazy.
Little thing went wrong, what kind of person does that?
No, I don't know.
That's a different kind of person.
The evil Knievel
syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thrill seeker.
But he made it. Now, did you make that up, thrill seeker? I've never heard that term.
Yeah, I made it up just now.
That's good.
Wow.
Thanks.
Wow.
I know. Thanks, Frank.
You're very original.
Man.
That's very good. Now, I have a situation here at the station where there's somebody here that hates my guts, and it's all because of something I said many, many years ago on the air about something here at the station. And now I'm going to make somebody else hate me, but I can't help this because I am the grammar and spelling police here. And back in our kitchen, there's a sign over the sink, and you folks that have a workplace kitchen, you know how people put, stop leaving a mess, get your stuff out of the refrigerator. You know, they post signs. Well, there's a sign over our sink, and it says, essentially, please don't leave your dirty dishes and utensils in the sink. Clean up after yourself. And the word utensils is misspelled. Now, I don't know who wrote the sign here, but we are in the communications business. And there's spell check. And I imagine right. this was printed on a computer.
Right.
So, really, I mean, utensils, maybe we need to redo that. I know, and I know that makes people hate me here, but I'm sorry, I can't help it. Thanks to Nora, Dan, your friend yesterday.
Nora Pfeiffer.
Every yeah. year, as long as I can remember that I've been working with Dan, Nora bakes Dan for his birthday the best German chocolate cake I've ever had in my life. And she had it here yesterday.
Yeah, we found out that our birthdays are the same, and their daughter Becky's birthday also is on August 4th. And she asked me, what's your favorite cake? And I said, German chocolate. She goes, I'll make you a German chocolate cake every year.
Man, does she know how to make German. Man. And it's every year consistently the same exact yeah. grade A+ quality. So thank you, Nora, for that. There's a survey. The results of the survey were just published, and it has to do with women and their perception of men and what men are good at and what they're not good at. And there's no real surprises here. These women that were surveyed, only 10% of them said they thought a guy could iron a shirt, and that only 4% said men could dance. I would agree with that. I don't think I know how to really properly iron a shirt. Would you agree with that, Holly? Guys can't iron?
Do you not iron your own shirts?
I have a wife.
Yeah.
Why would I iron or
you do
vacuum?
Not iron your own shirts.
Why would I vacuum
kind of
or iron or do
that?
Dishes when I have a wife, for goodness sake?
That's why you get married.
That's right.
I say your shirts look nice.
You get married for that and unlimited sex. Unlimited, endless.
Wait a minute.
Whatever you
free
want.
Free pass, whenever you want it, yeah. sex.
Except for I don't iron and I have my own wife.
What does that mean, you have your own wife?
I hired someone to do our ironing.
I mean, now you just made yourself, you know what you sound like? Ledoux.
No.
Uppity Ledoux. You hired somebody to iron. You know what percentage of the audience?
She's my friend's mom, and she is like our grandma.
You make some old lady come over and do your chores?
Well, now it's even worse.
What's her name?
Abusing an old person.
Sally.
What, is she like 90 years old, arthritic?
She's 77, and she is amazing. She's beautiful, and
oh, no,
we
you're
call
trying,
her
you know what you're trying to do?
Backtracking.
Backpedaling, because you just admitted you think an old woman who's probably arthritic, and you make her iron.
She's
holy
not arthritic.
Cow.
She's the most active. She's more active than me, and she shows up in
pearls. Do you want to eat tonight?
Oh, Sally, there are wrinkles in the sleeve.
Yeah, I can just hear Holly. Get in here now.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
What does this look like to you? I believe it's called a wrinkle.
I'm sorry, Miss Meyer. I've been working for 10 hours today.
My fingers hurt.
It's not like that. You know about my arthritis.
I don't care about that. What I do care about is my appearance and my clothes.
I don't care if you burnt your fingers or not.
It says that guys are not good at buying clothes for their partners. Well, okay. Of course not. You know why? We don't understand your sizing deal. Missies, juniors, queens, 10, 12, 14, 20. How the heck are you supposed to know what size women
right.
wear, if anything? That guys, over half of them says, don't remember an anniversary. No, I disagree. I've never forgotten my anniversary. June 5th, 1971. There you go. I've never forgotten. I think most guys remember the anniversary.
That's when you enter hell.
They know the consequences.
Yeah.
Dan, I don't appreciate that. They know the consequences. If you don't remember the anniversary, you get locked out of Virginia. If you know what I mean.
Don't you get locked up right after the wedding?
Yeah.
Well, that's true, too.
It's a wedding cake.
33% said their husbands could dance. I think that's high. I don't think men can dance. They look like chickens dancing.
I can dance. I got some rhythm.
Do you?
I can dance.
Yeah.
My husband can dance.
Okay. So I'm wrong, I guess. 31% could iron. I think that's high. 30% could cook. I believe that. I think a lot of guys are pretty good cooks. Domestic chores, only 30% said they did it. I don't do domestic stuff. Buying gifts, not good at that, not good at multitasking. This is one woman had an interesting comment. She says, men are only good for getting drunk at family celebrations and killing spiders. Wow. Thanks. Ladies, get in here, please. Oh.
Ooh, that's nice.
Thank you, ladies. Our joke is brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. You know that name. We've talked about it for 21 years. And you know the number, 314-878-9999. Emphasis on the 878. so you don't get confused and call another number. If you want to buy a boat, if you want to pay for a wedding, if you want to take a vacation, go with us to Cabo San Lucas, there's a way to borrow the money to do things like that. It's called a home equity loan. And the interest rate is ridiculously low. It's the smartest way you can borrow money if you're a homeowner. They'll tell you how that works. It's pretty much the same as bill consolidation. When you pay off your credit cards, you're just using the equity to get the money that you need to pay for something else. Get rid of bad debt or don't incur bad debt to begin with and borrow money the smart way because the rates are still really ridiculously low. They've been doing this for a long time, and don't worry about your credit. Most people don't have perfect credit. You probably know that. Whatever it is, they'll get you the best rate they can. And they'll work as fast as anybody can possibly work for you. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or as I said, 314-878-9999. There's an old guy, and he's very fit. He's in really good shape. And it's his 95th birthday. But he's very proud of his the way he looks, his physique, and his ability to be independent. And he's in McDonald's. And he's in line at McDonald's, and he just taps the guy in front of him on the shoulder and goes, "Excuse me, I'm just wondering, how old do you think I am? Take a look. Just look me over. How old do you think I am?" The guy says, "Well, upper 70s, 80 maybe." "Ha! I'm 95 today. Today's my birthday. I'm 95 years old. Can you believe it?" He goes, "Old timer, you look great. Happy birthday." What is that noise? What is that?
What noise?
No, what noise?
Chirping.
I heard like a cricket chirping.
No, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. What is it? Just what is it? It's your phone, isn't it? Isn't it?
It's a cricket.
No, it's your phone making a cricket noise.
You have a cricket phone?
Joke is just ruined. Just ruined. The joke is ruined.
He has a cricket phone.
No, what is that? Okay, get out the broadcast handbook. Get out the rules, regulations. Man. Go to the section on cell phones. Cell phones must be silenced during the show. And, by the way, I will see you in the spanking room, okay?
I actually deserve the spanking room for this one.
Yes, you do.
So, he's so proud of the way he looks. He goes over to a table where a young family is eating at McDonald's. He says, "Excuse me, folks. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just thought I'd like to get you folks to tell, how old do you think I am?" And they think, well, this is very odd. He says, "It's my birthday today, and I want you to get..." So everybody in the family, they go around 78, 80, 75. "Ah, I'm 95 years old. 95 today." And he gets his stuff, and he walks out in the parking lot. And as he's getting ready to get in the car, he sees an older woman in her 80s, probably not old to him. And as she's getting ready to get in her car, he walks over to her. "Excuse me, I don't want to frighten you. I'm not going to hurt you. I just want to ask a question." She says, "Well, yes, what? What's the question?" "Thank you, Dan. How old do you think I am, honey?" And she says, "Well, I can probably tell you exactly how old you are. I have a technique." "What's that?" She says, "Well, I'll show you." And she walks over and she unbuckles his pants, unzips his pants, puts her hand down inside his underwear, and starts feeling around on his junk with one hand, and then does that a couple of minutes, and then feels around with the other hand, then feels with both hands, reaches down in there. What's going on here?" She says, "Just a minute, I'm almost done." And she fondles him a little more. And finally she pulls her hands out and she says, "You're 95 years old." He says, yeah, I am. Today's my birthday. "How could you possibly, how did you do that? How did you know that?" She says, "I was standing behind you in McDonald's."
Let's get a look at traffic right now and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. About the time when the Playhouse started, there was a stall blocking the left lane on eastbound 70 near Washington. Now, when we flew over it, it had gotten going down through the press section and opened the lane up. The traffic was backed up to midway between Grand and Salisbury to about the Edward Jones Dome. Now, there may be some thinning out of that, but once that mess gets started, it continues for a while. So look for slow traffic there. Now, on westbound 70, you're a little heavy as you approach Jennings Station Road, and then you're slow again from the McKelvey Overpass out through the Blanchett Bridge, slow from 370 to Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Southbound 270, slow Olive through Ladue, stop and go from Highway 40 down to Doherty Ferry. On westbound 40, it is slow now approaching Kings Highway through their construction zone there, through McCausland, then you get out 270 to Mason. And then from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge, you've got a couple slow pockets there. And you're heavy again from 94 to west of Highway K. On westbound 44, look for just a bit of an off-the-pace slowdown between Mraz and Bowles. This traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. When the heat will only beat your car if you let it. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep your car running newer, longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
We start the morning quickie at 10. We'll keep an eye on terrorism around the world. Was that dramatic enough for you? And also, the annoying Pittsburgh Pirates. The annoying Pirates who, at least for now, just won't go away. We call it the Steve Cochran Show.
The Cochran Show. Weekday mornings at 10. The Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Hi, St. Louis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. As oil prices continue to rise, so will the price of roofing. Lane House offers payment plans to fit any budget, so don't wait. Call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch It and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch It and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Jane.
Jeez, you really need to quit smoking.
Yeah, I know.
Since I quit, it's amazing how much better I feel.
I'd like to. I really would. I tried the patch and that gum. Nothing works.
Do what I did. Called the Leslie Cam Stop Smoking Center.
Leslie Cam?
Yes, Leslie Cam in Chesterfield. They've helped over 85,000 patients in 47 states and 7 countries to quit smoking.
Who was that?
The offstage announcer.
Leslie Cam uses a specific auricular therapy procedure in the Chesterfield office that is different from anyone in the country.
It worked for me.
Does it hurt?
No, it's really safe, painless, and quick. Did you know that Connie and Jim went last year and they've been smoke-free since last February?
Give them a call and set your appointment. They will walk you through everything.
What's the phone number?
It's 878-STOP, or you can find them at LeslieCamStopSmoking.com.
That's 878-STOP?
Yes, call them today. You won't regret it.
Leslie Cam Stop Smoking Center in Chesterfield, the only stop smoking center in St. Louis with a proven track record of over 21 years.
Thanks, Mr. Announcer.
You're welcome.
Planning a trip? Planning a family vacation? How about corporate travel? Look no further than Altair Travel and Cruises. They've booked us once again on a trip of a lifetime down the Danube River. We'll be taking a bunch of KTRS listeners come July. But for you, how about joining us on a spring training trip down to Jupiter, Florida to check out the Cardinals? Maybe you're planning a family trip of your own. Maybe you have some corporate travel in the future. You can go online and try and book all these things yourself. Good luck to you. It's going to cost you more money. It's going to cost you more aggravation, and you're not going to have a good time. Or you can call Altair Travel at 314-968-9600. They will make sure you have a great time. They'll take care of everything. All you have to worry about is how much fun you're going to have. They're next to O.B. Clark's on Brentwood Boulevard, 314-968-9600 or altairtravel.com. For all of your travel arrangements, there's one company, Altair Travel and Cruises.
Don't believe what you've heard. Rates are still low and it's gotten easier to refinance.
Did you know that home prices have risen 12% in the past year? That means you have additional equity in your home.
At Golden Oak Lending, we'll show you how to use that equity with today's low rate of 3.25%.
Our licensed loan officers can help you get a cash out loan for a car, tuition, anything you need.
Sick of paying up to 22% interest on credit cards? You'll never catch up. Use your equity for a debt consolidation loan. Get a lower rate of 3.25 and pay off your debts. Call Golden Oak now. 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Buying a new home? Get a lower rate from us. And you veterans, we have VA loans too.
Golden Oak Land Insured.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 4.165, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
For a country club quality lawn next spring, Top Dress with STA certified compost this fall from St. Louis Composting. Top dressing your lawn and garden with compost now rebuilds nutritional balance in depleted soil, increases soil aeration, and improves the drought resistance of plants. Visit one of their locations on both sides of the river for an array of STA certified compost, soil, or mulch products available by the bag or by the truckload. It's the healthy, all-natural diet for your garden and lawn. St. Louis Composting is stocked to meet all of your fall lawn and gardening needs. Visit the location closest to you or order online at stlcompost.com. That's stlcompost.com. St. Louis Composting, enriching the soil naturally since 1992. Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hi, St. Louis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. Most people know Lane House is a great roofing company, but did you know we also do siding, windows, gutters, and decks? So if you have work on the outside of your home, call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Through the latest Hollywood gossip, and it's going to come to you from the man who is closest to it, Mike Evans. Brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. ThompsonPrice.com. That'd be a good place to start. Here he is, Mike Evans.
Here we go, Pop Quiz question. Here we go, St. Louis. Good baseball game last night.
We knew it. We just said he'll mention the game last night right away.
It was okay. A great game.
Yeah, well,
it was a pitcher's duel.
Paco's question, named the name of the hottie who had a $10,000 professional stripper pole built in the ceiling over her bed that retracts when not in use.
Whoa.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Aniston, or Holly?
No, he included you in the pop quiz.
Thank you.
Love Nuggets. No surprise to me that Terrence Howard is being investigated for beating down his ex-wife, Michelle. Other ex-wife, Lori, and another former girlfriend have accused Terrence of the same violent behavior. Adam Levine and his Victoria's Secret model fiancé, Bahati, B-E-H-A-N-T-E, Bahati, are getting married. Looks like Valentine's Day. By the way, interesting, Beyonce became famous because she is the world's number one foot model. And it was in Victoria's Secret thought, well, the rest of her looks pretty good, too.
Yeah.
She became a Victoria's Secret model. Simon Cowell's girlfriend, Megan, is furious, screaming foul, says she can't believe it, but she did a little digging, a little investigating. Obviously, Simon Cowell was lying to her and going out on her for months while he was knocking up his baby mama.
What?
Yeah, it's hard to believe that he would do that. Southampton authorities are investigating Justin Bieber's goons for beating up a guy in a bar parking lot. They beat him up so bad he had to be hospitalized. Here's the nugget. Is it true? Authorities are also looking in maybe a possible charge of Bieber with conspiracy. If he ordered his employees to go attack that person, well, he's liable in the attack as well.
I think the Biebs needs to have a couple of teeth knocked out.
Oh, I'd love that. I would love that. TV news, the only thing keeping Jennifer Lopez from returning as a judge in American Idol is money. She's been offered $14 million.
Holy cow.
She wants $17.5 million. There you go. MTV is going to do more reality shows. The next show will follow a bunch of virgins. MTV doing a reality show about virgins.
How do you even prove that?
Well, that's a good question.
I mean, yeah, let's talk about...
It sounds very...
Well, they're self-proclaimed virgins.
But what's the show?
Is
it them just not doing it? Is that the show? I mean, I don't know. What kind of show is that?
Hearing great things about HBO's Mike Tyson biopic, Undisputed Truth. He shows his intelligence on the show.
What?
Yeah.
Hang on, let me show you. Mike, spell, we got him on by satellite. Spell HBO. Spell that.
A-R.
No.
A-M.
No. 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 No.
It's directed by that wonderful human being, Spike Lee,
yeah.
By the way.
Uh-huh.
Oscar, Emmy, and Golden Globe winner Kathy Bates used every cuss word known to man when she got in a room with NBC executives. She's been waiting for a year to do this. She was furious with these executives because they canceled her show, Harry's Law. She had good reason to be mad. Harry's Law averaged 11 million viewers every week, always in the top 20, nominated for 7 Emmys. The NBC executives said they canceled it because they wanted the show to skew 25-35. Instead, it skewed 35-49. So despite being in the top 20 every week, they decided to keep.
And by the way, that's the audience that has the money to spend with the advertisers. How stupid.
Yeah, what show is going to skew on the networks that young?
I like that show.
Cable.
It's
really
stupid. It was a great show.
Yeah, they're really short-sighted.
And finally.
No.
Name the name of the hottie has a $10,000 stripper's pole above her bed. Is it Holly, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Angelina Jolie, or Jennifer Aniston?
Holly, we know it's not you.
Yeah, since I don't have
hers isn't worth $10,000. I've seen it.
Yeah. Who is it?
I believe it's Jennifer Aniston.
I want to go Jennifer Aniston.
Aniston.
I'm making 100%. I'm going Jennifer Aniston.
She's been very nasty lately, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Mike Evans, see you.
What did he mean? She's nasty lately.
She's been doing.
But she's trying to shed that girl next door thing. And by the way, she's done a really good job of it, starting with Horrible Bosses. Well, they say she's in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
I think that movie looks good, The Millers.
They say it's horrible. The
review, really?
The
reviews
no.
are terrible.
I want to see that.
We're The Millers with Sudeikis.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to that stuff. I just go watch it. And
you're your own man, Dan.
I know.
You're your own man. All right. I'm going to ask you or invite you to go to my dentist. I have an appointment. What's the date today? The 6th? Okay, I have an appointment coming up on the 22nd, a couple of weeks away. If you don't have a dental appointment somewhere in your schedule, you should have within the next year. If you don't, it's either because you won't go to the dentist, you don't have a dentist, you had a dentist, but your dentist moved away or died. Any one of those that you've just selected, come join me. Go to Ballast Dental Care. They'd love to have you. They can accommodate 10 patients in that facility at Ballast and Clayton Roads. They are the most, I don't know how to put this, chair-side manner is something that separates this place from most dental clinics. And all that stuff you're afraid of, you won't be afraid of anymore. Ballast Dental Care, 40 years I've gone there. And if you need oral sedation, some people think they do and they really don't, but the people that do need it get it. Yes, they do oral sedation. And then all that other regular dental stuff, fillings and bonding and whatever. Make an appointment. Call, make an appointment. In 3 minutes in that office, it'll feel like you've been their patient for a long, long time, like you've known them. And the only thing you'll ask yourself is, why didn't I come here before? Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
And we're going to get another look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
Well, the good news is southbound 270 is really thinning out rapidly. You've got slow-to-stop-and-go areas between the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 40, baseball traffic coming in. You're slow between Clarkson, well, put it Chesterfield Parkway East up through Mason. You're slow again from Clayton Warson in through Big Bend. Westbound 40 is still slow. Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 through Mason. You're getting a little bit better. It's stretching out in some of the slow areas from the Hardy's Iceplex out to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70 was still stacked up, though, between 270 and the Blanchett Bridge, 370 through Mid River Small Drive. Eastbound 270 slow at Lindbergh, heavy again, 170 through New Florissant. And southbound Big Bend, you were slow from Vance to Highway 44. This traffic report brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. The heat will only beat your car if you let it. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep your car running newer, longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
In other news, mortgage rates projected to go higher later this year.
Hey, did you hear that? We need to get started on refinancing our mortgage while rates are still so low.
You know, you're right. This might be our last chance to save on our mortgage.
Well, who should we call? I mean, I want to work with a company we can trust.
That's easy. American Equity Mortgage.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Don't wait for mortgage rates to creep up. Rates are still at historic lows, and the time to refinance is right now. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call today.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
It was a good day today. We have you to thank for that. All of you who called. We took a lot of calls today. We'll do that again. Try to do that again tomorrow. What do you say? We hope you'll be here. We will be here. Till then, have a great... What is today? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Lost track of time at that casino. Have a great Tuesday evening.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson.
After the second round...